Chapter 1. Cadence. I dropped my spoon into my soup as my nerves jangled. Something wasn't right. It took me a moment to detach my thoughts from my usual worry about my absent sister to focus on the new problem. Whatever had caused the unsettled feeling, it wasn't immediately obvious. All around me, I felt the presence of power as I had done ever since my seed was activated. The mages in the dining hall formed such a crowd that their abilities knotted together in a tight clump. I stretched out further, using the new awareness that had already become second nature. In the halls and rooms of the guild, an occasional mage was still working or had decided to skip lunch, and the blazing strength of all three affinity heads was easily identifiable in their individual suites. The members of the Triumvirate, the people's voice in Tartora's government, had their meals delivered and didn't need to frequent the guild dining hall with everyone else. Alongside the distant mages, servants dotted the guild building, the faint candles of their weaker abilities moving in all directions as they fulfilled their regular duties. Their weakness might have disqualified them from a guild apprenticeship and subsequent status as a mage, but their abilities still proved useful in daily life, as my frequent hot baths attested. After months of monitoring the Mages Guild for incursions by raiders, the pattern of power was a familiar background to my life, as constant as my concern for Airlie. And although I had only learned to identify the distinct feel of those closest to me, everyone in the guild had a generally recognizable presence, enough that none of them would have distracted me from my meal. Which was how I knew an unknown mage of substantial power had just passed through the palace gates. I shoved my chair back, standing abruptly. Now that I was paying attention, I realized there was more than one new arrival. Several mages of strength had entered together. My two breakfast companions stopped eating to look at me with varying levels of interest. "Is something wrong?" Gia sounded concerned. The Crown Princess still kept me company in the dining hall every day. Despite her parents' expectations, the passage of several months hadn't diminished her interest in being a normal apprentice. And Nicholas still followed everywhere his sister led, although he regarded me now with only the faintest trace of surprise and zero concern. "I just realized I need to go back to my... I'll only be a minute." My words came out in a jumble, my mind barely conscious of the conversation. Thankfully, Gia accepted my confusing half-sentences with a farewell wave and a promise to meet me after her afternoon lessons. I preferred to keep my words vague and sound like a muddled fool than lie to my best friend, even though the deception was required to ensure my safety. Within two steps of the table, Gia had faded from my mind, however. I needed to alert the guild to the intruders as soon as possible, and I couldn't do that directly. My eyes met Zeke's across the hall, and I discovered he was already standing, all his attention trained on me. He must have been watching me with half an eye while he ate his own lunch. Had he somehow known to expect trouble today? I flicked my gaze toward the doors. He nodded and started in that direction. It was a subtle movement, but I caught Cariel watching me with shrewd, narrowed eyes. I quickly looked away, feeling a faint flush in my cheeks. Cariel had been the one to inform me that Zeke's mother was the most likely candidate to replace the elderly Nomad King. When King Fenix died, assuming Zeke's mother was indeed elected in his place, Zeke would become a prince. It had been a friendly warning, but from her perspective, I had utterly ignored it, and I couldn't tell her it wasn't Zeke's good looks or charm that had kept me glued to his side all spring. Only Zeke and I knew he was my influencer, the one who had activated my seed, and therefore bound to train me. Not that the training had been going particularly well. I pushed the thought from my mind. There were more urgent matters to worry about. Slipping through the closest external door, I stepped into the manicured gardens that decorated the center of the Horseshoe Mages Guild. Zeke already awaited me next to a weathered gray fountain of indeterminate age. It was an established meeting place since the splash of the falling water.